News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Bring in the Minister for Education, Helen McEntee. Helen, Minister, I should say, we do want to talk to you about that single application system. Just before we get to that, though, your reaction, you heard what we were discussing there. You heard some of the comments from Alan Dertsiewicz, obviously probably the best known lawyer in the world, I suppose. Very critical of Ireland and its position on Palestine, on Gaza, and saying we were anti-Semitic. Your reaction to that?
Good morning, guys. I mean, look, I share the same very view as you, and I would utterly reject what he's saying. I mean, I think it's very clear Ireland has been very vocal in our condemnation of what's been happening. And that was equally the case for what happened in October a year and a half ago with Hamas. I mean, we support basic human rights and human dignity, and to see the innocent murder of so many civilians. And again, that has been equal in our condemnation, not just for what's happening to Palestinians, but what happened at the hands of Hamas. So, I mean, I push back completely on that. And I don't think being vocal in our support for basic human rights and dignity and against the starvation and killing of people in any way equates us to being anti-Semitic.
Okay,
I mean, to bring it back to World War II, we have been a neutral country always. And in fact, we have been a country that has tried to bring peace across the world. And so I think to equate it in the opposite way, it's just wrong. And I don't agree with this.
Just
comments.
Very finally on this, Senator Jim Risch, a very influential senator, talking about the Occupied Territories Bill, saying it will only lead to self-inflicted economic suffering. There is a view, and it's a view some hold in Ireland as well, that the Occupied Territories Bill will do nothing to help the people of Gaza, but it will damage us economically and particularly in the US. And there is also a view that it'll damage people in Gaza as well who make their living, or ordinary people in Gaza. It could damage their welfare.
Well, I think it's very clear that this is not a straightforward bill, nor is it a straightforward piece of legislation to enact. And that's why, you know, we're not rushing this. That's why it's taken time for us even to get to where we are now. And it's only because of the ruling of the International Court that we're able to make progress in the way that we are. I mean, this is very clearly a bill that prohibits the sale of goods in occupied territories. There's a blurring of lines there as well in terms of what this bill will do, or a suggestion that this is banning goods from Israel, which it's not. This is banning goods from the occupied territories, of which it's been made very clear in the international stage that this is illegal. So I think we have to say very clearly that we're standing up for basic human rights here. And I think it's important for us to make this move and to make this step. And yes, we will work with our US partners and our colleagues. And I think those relationships will continue to be strong. But absolutely, it's clear that there are individuals and certain people of particular views. But we have a very strong and historic relationship with the US, not just economically, but in so many other ways. And we will do everything that we can to work through that. But that should never stop us from doing what's right and from calling out what is wrong. And that's what I believe we're doing here.
Let's talk about the single application system. It's been piloted in 5 towns across Ireland. How is it going to work? Tell us how you envisage it.
Yeah, so look, I think this can be a real game changer for parents, for students. Essentially, what I'm launching here today, it's a new pilot. It means it's a single application system. So essentially, from this October, when normal applications open in secondary schools in 5 different areas, so we've Athenry, Selbridge, Clonakilty, Greystones and Tullamore are included in this. And these are areas that have been identified based on previous or indeed current pressures within the enrolment system. And parents will, and students obviously, will be able to go to an online system. They'll be able to put in their application for their schools. So you have a minimum of 2 schools in one area and 4. So there's no more than 2 or 4 schools in these areas. Students and parents will be able to put in an application for the schools that will then go to the schools, who will go through their normal admissions procedures. But they will have to come back to students then with an offer or not within a certain period of time. And the intention is that that would happen much more quickly, that students that would then have to accept or reject that offer meaning that much earlier on, schools would be able to see who's accepting the offer, who's not, where are the multiple duplications, where can we offer a place to a child where somebody else has rejected it. So it's about making sure that we provide offers much more quickly. Okay. This will be online, so the paperwork that schools have to go through now, that administrative burden will be gone, but also it will help us to forward plan much more quickly, because special education will also be included in this. And I know from the last couple of months in particular, speaking to parents, this is one of the most stressful things that they will
it
go through,
getting multiple rejections. We all know people in that situation. Just a few questions on how it works. Can you express a preference of which school you want in that application?
At this stage, no. But what we're working through is that this would be potentially included at a later stage. So you can imagine at the moment, a child might apply to two or three schools. They don't necessarily tell a school which is their preference, but they will go through what is a more lengthy process in applying to those schools. And when they get an acceptance letter, it's not clear for the other schools in terms of the fact that they're not taking them and the timelines, and that might take time then to filter through.
Ms. I'm not trying to be negative about this, but like, I wanted my kids to go to one school and one school only. I wanted them to go to School Katrina in Glasnevin. I'm not sure I'd want to apply to a centralised application system that would put them in a different school that I didn't want them to go to.
So you can still apply for the one school that you want here. That's not changing. That's okay. Not stopping or preventing anybody from doing that. You don't have to put in all four. You can still put in that one application, and the school themselves will still apply their normal system. So they'll still go through what the criteria they have for their admissions process. The difference here is, firstly, you can do it online. There's no paper. You don't have to go to different schools. If you want to try a number of different schools, for the schools themselves, they'll be able to again be online. They don't have to go through the paper procedure.
They'll be able to
see much more quickly, and people will get an answer much more quickly.
So does it weed out those people who are applying to loads of different schools and kind of having their cake and eating it a little bit?
Well, what it means essentially is, if you have somebody that in fairness applies to three and gets accepted to three, they have to, within a time period, respond and accept one. It means the other two immediately fall off their system. They're given back to the other schools, and in a much quicker time period, somebody else can take up that place. So if you think of the timelines at the moment, so admissions open in October, it is generally January, February, sometimes into March before children know where they're going. And I'll be honest, obviously, for special education, that timeline is still further out, and we're trying to bring it back, and this will help here. This will mean that hopefully by Christmas, I'm not saying all children, but a huge number of these children will actually know where they're going. They'll have accepted their places. And for planning, for, you know, looking ahead to the summer, for getting yourself ready for the schools and the parents and students, that is much more preferable than sitting waiting until February or March.
So you think it will make a difference to parents of children with additional education needs?
Absolutely. So for the five areas that I've mentioned and the 15 schools that are included in this, the special education classrooms will also be part of this admissions process. And, you know, any of the parents that I've spoken to, as recently as this week, I met with the Dublin 15 group, a group that was established specifically because of the fact that you had parents of children with additional needs that were applying to multiple schools, getting multiple rejections, not knowing any timelines. This is the one thing, among others, but one of the main things that they said would be a game changer for them. So for these specific 15 schools in the pilot, it will include special education classes. And obviously, it's okay. really important that we make sure any additional classes that need to be sanctioned in these areas, that's going to be done earlier. It's going to be part of this process. And really, as I said, I think that this can be a game changer. And of course, I want to see it rolled out as quickly as possible for everybody.
Final question, when do you expect it to be rolled out nationally?
So to roll it out nationally, this will require legislation, and I'm working on that already. So as soon as I can bring that through, the pilot will give us a good sense of how this is working, where we need to tweak it, what more we need to do. But that legislation has been worked on, and as soon as I can bring it through the houses, and obviously we assess this pilot, the sooner we can get this done. But it's one of the first things I said I wanted to do in terms of making this process much easier for parents, and I'm delighted to be able to announce it today.
It's an interesting scheme, no doubt about it. Minister for Education Helen McEntee, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR,
weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.